Do you know spiritual knowledge is the result of faith? Faith is spiritual knowledge. Seeing is believing, believing God's word. I don't think I want to embarrass you. I might not embarrass you. But I wonder how many here under 20 remember the chapter in the Bible from which Burrell spoke this morning. Now, if you remember and would like to tell us, why, go ahead. But I'm not going to ask how many remember. Who remembers the chapter in the Bible from which Burrell spoke this morning? Under 20. Jim Cotton. 1 Kings 8. Good. 1 Kings 8. I did take some notes on some of the things that Burrell gave. I'm not going to go into any detail about repeating these things, but there are some of the things that I felt were very, very helpful. One of the things that Burrell spent gave some of the time to, was a description of the temple with its outer court, its holy place, and the most holy place. And he drew a parallel to our lives. Who under 20 would like to repeat what that parallel was? Do you remember what Burrell brought out about how that illustrates, well, actually the nature of a man? Anyone under 20? I don't want to assume it's because you don't remember. But we're going to assume something. Would you like to? Maybe we'll call Brother Bob. This is class recitation over the lecture. Do you remember? He said something about the outer court and what that illustrates in our human being, our nature. You're not under 20. All right, I'll give you one word. Body. Good. I'm going to assume that maybe my question wasn't clear enough. Body, soul, and spirit. The outer court illustrates, anyway, our outer life, the expression of our daily living, our conduct. The holy place illustrates, in the way anyway that Burrell was using it, the soul, and then the most holy spirit. Then he talked about, after reading the passage, he talked about the ark as a type of whom? Somebody under 20. What was the ark in God's program? A type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he brought out how the priests, with the staves that were put through the rungs on the side of the ark, they carried the ark into the most holy place. And then he said something about the staves being removed. Who can tell us, now stay under 20 now, who can tell us, did you get the thought that Burrell was bringing out about the significance of the staves being removed? Now, he gave that as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ being brought in to the holiest of all, into our deepest, the deepest recesses of our heart and life. And then the staves taken out. Now, what was that for? All right.
See? When the staves were removed, they were taken out, and the heart was just left there, so that Jesus Christ would stay in our heart. Wouldn't be taken out.
There wouldn't be any provision left to carry him out. take the staves out. That's helpful. Don't forget that. Ask the Lord to help you to get hold of things like that. The staves taken out. And then he said something about the priests who brought the ark in, how they've gone out too. What did he say about that? Somebody under 20. What did he say about that? Now, the thought was that there's just going to be one person left in that life when everybody goes out. You remember that? The priests go out so that there's just one person now occupying this holiest of all, the Lord Jesus Christ. So all of ourselves, everything that's of ourself, everything that proceeds from our self-life, let that go out. And leave the Lord Jesus to occupy, to be enthroned in our inner life. Now I'm going to ask you, I don't know what you've been listening for. I don't know what you've gotten at this camp, but I hope that we can hear from some of you young people. I'm not going to set any age limit, but something you've already gotten at this camp. Now, I've given just a few things here. There were other things that Burl brought out. He gave in just a few minutes a lot of proof about the time when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, saw the children of Israel dancing around the golden calf, naked, and he broke the Ten Commandments. By the way, I think I'll ask you if you remember what he said about the ark where the unbroken Ten Commandments were placed. I'm not going to give any more clue than that. Who remembers what he brought out about that? Somebody under 20. You fellows, wait a minute. Body, soul, and spirit. Outer court, holy place, most holy place. What have you got? Go ahead, some of you young people. Maybe you'll have something else you want to say, but what have you got that you'd like to share with us?